Police pursuit of Lego thief ends in fatal crash, Orange County DA says. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer said on December 23rd that he is mad as hell after a woman was killed when a man who allegedly stole Lego from a grocery store crashed into her car. Anthony Michael Hansel, 43, was charged with felony gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, one felony count of evading a peace officer causing death, and one felony count of petty theft with two prior convictions. He faces up to 26 years and 4 months in prison if convicted on all counts. The incident took place on December 18th at an Albertsons in Fullerton, where an undercover police officer allegedly spotted Hansel putting boxes of Legos into a bag before exiting the store without paying for the merchandise, according to a statement from the district attorney's office. The officer then called for a marked car to make a traffic stop. A uniformed officer attempted to pull Hansel over, but he allegedly took off and later rear-ended a car stopped at a red light on another street. The pursuit continued along La Palma Avenue, reaching speeds of up to 90 miles per hour, according to Spitzer's office. At the intersection of La Palma Avenue and Moody Street, Hansel ran a red light and crashed into the driver's side of a car driven by 67-year-old Marianne Mildred Casey, who died instantly, Spitzer's office said in the statement. The impact caused both cars to collide with other vehicles, injuring bystanders. Hansel was under the influence of drugs at the time of the incident, according to Spitzer's office. Enough is enough. Actions have consequences, and I am mad as hell that an elderly woman is dead because a drug-addicted repeat thief decided to steal Legos from a grocery store and then lead multiple police agencies on a high-speed chase through Orange County in the middle of the day, Spitzer said in the statement. While may be of little comfort to Marianne Casey's loved ones, if you commit crimes in Orange County, there will be consequences for your actions and there will be justice for victims. Hansel is being held without bail and is scheduled to be arraigned on January 6, 2025. The Epoch Times reached out to Spitzer's office for further details but did not receive a reply by publication time. The incident took place the same day that Proposition 36, which increases the penalty for theft, went into effect. Under Prop 36, which received nearly 70% of the vote during the November 5th election, offenders with two prior convictions for theft or drug offenses can be charged with a felony, regardless of the value of the stolen property. Previously, theft involving items valued below $950 would have been considered a misdemeanor. The value of stolen property from multiple thefts could be combined to meet the $950 felony threshold.